This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. People in dozens of households are homeless this morning after a 10-alarm fire ripped through a densely populated neighborhood of East Cambridge yesterday afternoon. Firefighters from many communities battled the fire. We're joined by Cambridge Mayor Denise Simmons. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for reaching out to us.
Now, with a fire of this intensity, it's obviously a relief that it didn't produce the worst human toll. What can you tell us about the injuries?
Well, first of all, we are very fortunate. This fire took up about a city block. To have that much area compromised by fire and to have fewer than six injuries is pretty unusual, and most of the injuries were sustained by first responders. There was, to our knowledge, there were not any residents hurt.
What can you tell us about the extent of the damage?
I was there this morning walking through the area, and if you stand on the corner of York Street, that entire property, which is owned by Just a Start Corporation, who is a community-based organization that builds and maintains affordable housing, there's about 40 units there, all gone. Then the building next to that was leveled. The building next to that, totally devastated. And then there are three or four buildings across the street. And then this collateral damage, some of the buildings that were compromised just because of the sheer heat from the fire, you know, burned off vinyl siding. It was very, very sad to go by and look at the devastation. There was a wreath on one of the doors, burnt so badly, one wouldn't be able to barely know it was a wreath. And that just kind of speaks to you, to the magnitude. But again, a full city block, 8 to 10 buildings, people are not, we don't have any idea when people may be able to return home.
Mayor Simmons, can you tell us a little bit more about the neighborhood, the makeup of this part of Cambridge?
This Wellington Harrington slash eastern part of the city is a very diverse neighborhood, Portuguese community, Italians, Irish, Polish. Back years ago, this was a gateway neighborhood. This is where people came because this is where the jobs were. And it still remains relatively diverse.
What can you tell us about the number of people who have been left without homes?
We saw come through the Red Cross about 60 families. Someone said maybe as many as 100 because there were a lot of kids out when the fire happened, and everyone went to the Frizzoli Center. But when we went to sort of do intake, or I should say the Red Cross did the intake at War Memorial, it was about 60 families. So we're thinking about 60, 65. That number moves back and forth.
What is the city now doing for these families?
So we've done a couple of things. One of the things that we started, we have the Mayor's Fire Fund, and I was just told that we have $68,000 in that fund. We launched it last night. As soon as it launched, we had $100, and it's been growing steadily. So that's one of the things that's very helpful for families that may not have insurance, may have other needs that they can't have addressed immediately. They'll be able to access this fund. We have the website, which is cambridgema.gov/firefund. It's right on our main page, so people can go right to that website if they'd like to donate. We still have the Red Cross on site. The Red Cross is helping people to find housing. We're feeding people, the Salvation Army. In fact, this morning at the War Memorial, there was food, breakfast was made available by the Salvation Army at the War Memorial site for families that may not have had any place to go. We also have the Cambridge Health Alliance in our interfaith community. We have a chaplaincy that are doing spiritual and mental health counseling on the site at the War Memorial Building right now, and then later on at the Frizzoli Center, which is in the area. It's down there on Willow Street for families that need that type of support.
Right, especially with so many children probably traumatized by this.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. One of the sad things is as I'm walking through the neighborhood, there are a few toys strewed across the ground. And it reminded me that this is the holiday season, and what a real tragedy for families. You know, we have families, my reports have it, that have come here to this area, to Cambridge, less than a week ago. And then to be devastated in this way, as well as long-standing families that have been in this neighborhood 10, 20, 30 years.
Well, Denise Simmons, thank you so much for updating us on this situation.
Ms. Brody, thank you so much for giving us a call and letting us get this information out there to the community for people that want to help. And the mayor's office will be open tomorrow at 8 o'clock. If people want to come by and make donations to that fund, we will be very happy to take those funds and make sure they get to the families.
Thank you. Cambridge Mayor Denise Simmons, this is 90.9 WBUR.